This is 89.1 WEMU, and a happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm David Fair, and we've got a sweetheart of a show for you. Believe it or not, there is something romantic about numbers, statistics, policies, and procedures for a lot of folks, and that's kind of where we're headed today, but it's also a serious conversation. The National Census is coming up in April, and over the past several months, we've been taking time to cover issues related to the population count in Washtenaw County. Today, our guests are here to update us on the ongoing efforts to prepare and educate the community on the importance of the census right here in our hometown and throughout Michigan. Peter Lindemann is a communications and policy specialist with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. And welcome to WEMU, Peter.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
And we're also joined by Margaret Leary from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. And welcome back to WEMU, Margaret.
Happy to be here again, David.
Now, Peter, it is through a partnership with your office that last October we began getting ready for the 2020 census with these monthly programs. Back then, we began with a kind of what-to-expect conversation. As we move closer, your office is getting busier with questions and interest from the community, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've noticed every month it seems like more people are reaching out, both to partner with us to get the word out about the census, and then also just reaching out with general questions about the census, about when it's coming, how to get a job, stuff like that.
Margaret, it's really worth revisiting why the census is so important for all levels of government, for local operations, community services. What does the census help determine when it comes to our representation and the funding that helps us live here?
The census is the foundation for both of those. The census determines our congressional representation. We have 14 reps right now. Michigan has had as many as 18. But if there is a low response rate in the county and in the state, we may lose a congressional representative. The census also provides the information that's used to draw the election district lines for Congress and for the two state houses. And the census also is the basis for determining the allocation of roughly $29 billion a year in federal money to the state of Michigan. Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, WIC, programs like that, the spending is determined by the census numbers.
So it would be an understatement to say it's of vital importance that as many people as possible participate in the census. Margaret, one of the big changes this time around is that the majority of the census is going to be conducted online. I think for most that seems like a more convenient methodology. Have you been getting any feedback, perhaps from those less comfortable with technology, that maybe it's not the best way to go?
Yes, there has been some concern about that. However, the Census Bureau is aware of areas in which there has been a low response rate and where there is not access to broadband internet. And so they have sent in advance, they are sending paper forms to those neighborhoods, and they will also send a second paper form a couple weeks later if there hasn't been a response. Also, libraries are providing access for people to use the computers there, and other organizations are setting up ways to provide computers to make it possible. Of course, you can always ask for a paper census if
right.
you want that, and you can always use your phone if that's more convenient.
Peter, are there any concerns that while online participation is more convenient, that it's also going to be easier to blow off that way because you don't have a person knocking on your door and asking you to fill out the form?
I think that's certainly possible. And one of the things we're doing locally to try and keep people from just pushing it off is really advertising what we're calling Be Counted Week. So all of our messaging is really focused on the last week of March, starting on the 22nd, and encouraging people as a community that week to complete the census, whether it's at a library or at your house, by kind of shrinking it down from a vague complete the census at some point in the next 2 months to really focusing in on that 1 week. We're hoping that people will be more active and take the initiative to complete it during that time period.
And Margaret, as we talk about this, it occurs to me that some folks may be thinking, this sounds like a really burdensome process. It really isn't a difficult process to fill out the form, do it accurately, and get it back in quickly.
Yes, the Census Bureau has made a point out of this census being as simple to complete as possible. There are only 7 questions, and they are very easy to answer: name, address, sex, race. and there is no citizen question on this census.
Yeah, that was a matter of a court ruling, and certainly it's made some people feel more comfortable, and I want to follow that path a little further. Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU's Census 2020. We're talking with Washtenaw County's Peter Lindemann and Margaret Leary of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Margaret, there are definitely concerns about privacy and confidentiality, how that information is going to be used. Are you personally, is the League comfortable that the government has adequately addressed privacy and confidentiality, that everyone can feel comfortable in participating?
I am not aware that the League actually has
a position
about that, but I can certainly speak from what I know. I think that the government has done everything it can. There is a federal statute that imposes $250,000 fine on a Census Bureau worker who discloses information about individuals or households before 72 years. $250,000 fine, a jail sentence, and all census workers take a lifetime oath not to disclose that. I think it's up to each person to decide how safe they feel, but I want to say again, not only is the information confidential, but there's no citizen question on there, and litigation has proven over the years that there is no agency that can get that information from the Census Bureau. Not ICE, not Customs and Border Patrol, not the FBI.
And once again, you touched on it earlier, but for those that don't participate, the dollar impact right here in our community could be devastating.
Absolutely. There are about 10 million people in Michigan, and $29 billion a year comes to the state of Michigan, largely determined by census numbers. That's $3,000 a person. So every person who doesn't respond theoretically costs that much money every year, $3,000.
Peter, I know your office, and you touched on this as well, and we'd like to follow that a little further, has been doing quite a bit of outreach into the community. Will there be more informational sessions or events to promote greater understanding of the purpose of the census, the importance of participation, even before we get to those last weeks of March?
Yeah, absolutely. So leading up to that last week of March, and even March 12th, which is when they're going to be sending out the invitations to complete the census, we're going to be doing all we can to get the information out there. So we've built a coalition of lots of different nonprofit organizations, government agencies, local leaders, and groups like that to really amplify our work. Because just like the Census Bureau realizes, they're not necessarily the best people to educate and reach out to every single person in Washtenaw County. We at the county realize we're not the best people to do that also. So we're hoping that if we put the message out there and that our agencies who are partnering with us also put it out there, more people will learn the information that we're trying to convey.
Washtenaw County is chock full of institutions of higher learning and colleges and universities. What kind of outreach is going on to these communities to ensure that it's done right and they're not invalidated?
College students do get counted for the most part where they are at college, because that's where they are on April 1st, which is Census Day. The University of Michigan Daily just published a really good article that covered a town hall that Congresswoman Dingell
held, right.
And it was a good article, and it stimulated three of their senior news reporters to contact me about an article that they're thinking of writing. That's what I'm aware of. I hope the university does as much to encourage students to respond to the census as it did to encourage them to register to vote.
I know that each campus has liaisons that are working with census officials to try and make sure that everyone is clear and understanding. Once we get past March and the actual formal April count day, we're going to know that some didn't participate. Is there going to be an old traditional door-to-door canvass beyond that so that we get the accurate numbers before the final numbers are tallied?
Yes, the Census Bureau is going to continue following up by knocking on doors probably through the end of July. So there will be a huge effort. And I'd like to mention another element of the census. The census right now really needs workers in this area in our county. They're paying $23 an hour. It's part-time temporary work, and there are many different kinds. It's not all knocking on doors. I myself have applied for a census job, not so much for the money, but for the
public
community service
right.
That's involved.
$23 an hour, that's not bad work for as long as the census is ongoing. And Peter, do you know how people can apply for that job?
Yes, you can apply for that job on the census website. One way you can find that is by going to our local census page, which is washtenaw.org/census2020. In addition to finding information about how to apply, you can also find a list of locations, libraries, community centers that will have census-taking computers and other just frequently asked questions we've been getting all on that website, which is washtenaw.org/census2020.
Well, thank you both for the time and the information today, and thank you for being such great resources for the community. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That is Margaret Leary of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area and Peter Lindemann, a communications and policy specialist with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, our guests on the monthly series Census 2020. To visit the Census 2020 archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.